Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Wednesday. It is open practice day for the media anyway. No fans are allowed, but we will be getting updates. Your Twitter feeds will be full of updates from Packers practice, open practice number two during organized team activities. And then we will hear from several people after practice. We'll hear from head coach Matt LaFleur. Lucas Patrick, I believe, is slated to speak, as is A.J. Dillon and Robert Tonyan. So, looking forward to that. Hello to everybody in the comments. Good to see everybody. Hope you're all doing well. The music is a fine pick-me-up. Good. I'm glad. It always helps me get in the swing of things at the start of the morning. Big B is here. It's always a good day when Big B is here. What's up, Big B? I hope you're well, man. I hope you're doing well. Good morning, Josh Jackson. I heard all this great stuff last year. OTAs, then nothing during the season. He played six games, and I thought he held his own. I was kind of surprised that they brought back Kevin King because he didn't really notice that Kevin King was gone while Josh Jackson was playing. But he still suffers from a lot of the same problems that he did when he came into the league, which is never a good sign as far as grabbing guys at the top of routes, having some stiff hips. Has real trouble with quick twitch guys. And he panics at the top of when the deep ball gets thrown. He tends to grab guys, and that gets you penalties, and that'll get you on the bench, especially if you're not contributing on special teams, which he doesn't. So just hasn't come together for Josh. Now, maybe new scheme. We'll see. Maybe that turns something, light goes off, something, hopefully. I like Josh. I think he's a good kid, and I think he's got a lot of talent. He's just got to put it together. Brian, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Is it sad that I'm really excited for Maurice Drayton? I think watching special teams would be much less painful this year. I don't know, man. I love Maurice's vibe. I love, you know, what he has said publicly. But, man, how many special teams coordinators have we gone through here as Green Bay Packers fans? And, you know, we always get hopeful that this is the year special teams gets fixed, and it's never the year special teams gets fixed. So, cautiously optimistic. Let's put it that way. Like I said, I like what he's selling there at the podium, but that doesn't mean a whole lot. Next, fire up the time machine and get us to week one already. I beg you. Oh, Connor, I was just literally just talking about that very thing with someone right before I came live. This idea that this whole summer still stretches out before us just kind of blows my mind. Yes, I would like to. Nah, I don't need week one. I just want camp to start. Like Corey always says, I want to get to pre-camp. You know, that's stretch right before camp starts. When everything is gold. Hope springs eternal. Summer is in full swing, but you know fall is right around the corner. And football returns to the field. Those are great days. And I'm down for that. But yeah, I feel you. It's going to be a long summer, no doubt. I'll make sure I didn't miss any other super chats. Good morning, Pogs. How you doing, man? Good to see you. What else we got here? Good morning. Do I think Rodgers will force the Packers to trade Jordan Love? I don't, but hell, anything's possible, right? I would be very, very surprised if that was a demand from Aaron Rodgers. But I can't take anything off the table at this point. I think it's pretty Gutekunst concentric. I don't think Jordan Love really enters into it, but never know. I'll tell you what, though, if they were to fully guarantee the 3 years remaining on his contract, that might signify that they're going to trade Jordan Love, trying to get salvage something out of that pick. Or maybe they just keep him around as a backup. We'll see. But it is kind of funny. If you read Tom Silverstein's piece this morning at the Green Bay Press Gazette / Milwaukee Journal Sentinel / PackersNews.com, man, you can see why Russ Ball makes the big bucks. Reading that thing hurt my brain. As far as the number of possible ways they could go about extending, guaranteeing, changing Aaron Rodgers' contract for better or for worse, and the cap ramifications of each change, et cetera. Man, and that's just scratching the surface. Russ Ball is a genius that he deals with all this. Speaking of Russ Ball, I know there was news this morning from Field Yates about Robert Tonyan's contract, and it's just really kind of interesting how voidable years have all of a sudden become all the rage in the NFL. I do wonder, you know, how much these guys can continue to push things out We know next year is going to be a hellhole, and they're going to have to rework things yet again. But I have to believe that Russ Ball has a map, some kind of roadmap, that he knows where he's going to be able to move things and not, and where the dead cap comes into play, and how much he's got to kind of leverage things, and where they expect to be able to sign extensions to bring current cap hits down, etc. Whether that's Devontae, Adrian Amos, what have you. I know Z really wanted an extension this offseason. It didn't happen. They restructured instead. Things like that, that, you know, are going to come to a head next year. That's why they got Russ Ball. And I'm glad they do, because, man, they are going in a dangerous route if you're just looking at it from the outside looking in. Michael, thank you for the super chat. Maybe we can give some athletes the option to answer questions submitted to them in writing. Less stressful for some. I've been thinking about it. I hear you on that, Michael. I don't think that's the world's worst idea. I think the unions would probably push back on that, as far as the writers' unions. But well, they're not really unions or organizations. But yeah, I mean, I would be totally fine with that. And I think if you were a pro athlete that did have anxiety in front of a microphone and or a podium situation, or even at your locker, that would be, I think that would be fine. I know the pushback from reporters would be, it's much better to have the personal interaction. But how personal is it if they're at a podium? You know what I mean? Or on a Zoom call? Not much. So I'm down with that. Well, that makes sense. The weapon has to up his game this year. Yes, he does. He has to up his game in camp or he'll be gone. Krista, I'm the only one in the office today, so Packers Daily it is. Well, thank you, Krista. Do your work, though. Don't let Cheesehead TV be the excuse for not getting done. Oh, my God. Nags, if I get a Cheesehead TV tattoo, can I come be live on TV with you for a session? I don't know, Daniel. That's pretty intense, man. A Cheesehead TV tattoo? Email me. We'll figure it out. That's crazy. They should trade Love. No, they should not. Trade Goody for Julio Jones. You guys are hilarious. Next, thoughts on Jordan Love during OTAs. Dude was slinging it. Jake, I don't know. I'm not there. And I know there have been reports that the ball is jumping out of his hand or what have you, but I take all of that with a grain of salt. They're working fundamentals. They're working some team stuff. And obviously, he's not thrown to any of the top wide receivers. We'll see what the attendance is like today. But man, he's playing football, which he's done all his life, and he's learning, and he's, you know, concentrating on footwork or progression reads or what have you. How he looks, quote unquote, in these OTA practices really doesn't mean much, for good or bad. I mean, I can't sit here in good conscience and say all last year, like, the kid's got to play to really understand what we've got, as far as, you know, preseason reps mean a little something, not a lot, but a little something. OTA reps, I don't mean anything. I mean, yes, it's nice to see him slinging it, and it's nice to see him working through his progressions, and it's great that he's got a command of the huddle. That's all important. I'm not dismissing that. But in the sense of hearing reporters or whoever watching him at practice, that doesn't mean anything. I'm really excited, though. I am very anxious to get to camp and see if I notice any kind of difference from last year when the pads come on. Brett, thanks for the super chat. Is Sullivan still improving, or is this what he is? That's a really good question. I know he had a rough NFC Championship game, and that's kind of what's been burned in people's minds through the offseason. But I do think they've got a player there. I don't know if he's ever going to be, you know, a top flight nickel guy or the star or whatever you want to call it. I do think he's a good football player, and I think he's got maybe a little bit of untapped upside still. I'm not ready to say he is what he is and that's all he's ever going to be, because I do think he's still a very young player, but I think last year was pretty close to the ceiling. That would be my guess anyway. We'll see how new scheme, new coach. We'll see what happens. Madden rules, no more punting. I'm down for that. What am I most looking forward to doing when I get to Green Bay outside of attending camp? Having my mother's cooking for dinner every night. That's like not even close to my favorite thing. Like far and away better than everything else when I go to Green Bay. Other than that, you know, seeing Corey, It was so crazy that Corey came to New York. Was it last week? Yeah, Jesus, time's flying. Corey came to New York last week for something for work, for LiveX, and that's the first time I've seen him in person in months. It was crazy. So it'll be nice to be in the same city with Corey for a while and hang out. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Expectations for Kamal Martin? High, man. High expectations for Kamal Martin. I think Chris Barnes is running ahead of him so far from what we've gleaned from one OTA practice, but I do think there's a lot of upside there. And, you know, for a rookie, he was definitely thrown into the fire. We saw a lot of physicality from the kid in camp last year. I'm excited to see if that continues as far as his ability to arrive in a bad mood and really put a wall up on ball carriers. I do think, you know, he was swimming a little bit last year. You could see him thinking sometimes, maybe get kind of caught up in the wash, so to speak. But I think another year in the league, you know, another kind of, now that he's maybe adjusted to some of the speed of the game at this level, obviously the injury early on in the year probably set him back a little bit. So you add all that up and hopefully he hits the ground running healthy. And I do think, yeah, he can be, I'm not a star in the league. I'm not sitting here telling you that, but I do think he can be a pretty solid player. And, you know, hell, at this point, after all we've been through at the inside backer spot, I'll take a solid player, especially the guy who was taken late in the draft. I'm getting a Yosh tattoo. All right. I like it. I like where you're at. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Why did Slayton drop to the fifth round? I've heard nothing but hype around him. He's a two down guy. I mean, more often than not, you're not going to invest a premium pick on a guy who's not going to be on the field on third down. And you know, there's other things. I mean, he's not the cleanest as far as technique goes. And, just because you're big doesn't mean you can play, et cetera, you know, but yeah, mostly it's because you want, if you're going to be using a day one or two pick, you want a guy, hopefully, that's going to play all three downs. And that just isn't going to be Slayton's bag. He is definitely an early down player. And that's not a knock on him. That's just who he is. It's what he's built for. And hopefully that helps the Packers get into some third and longs, you know, by stuffing the run game, clogging things up in the middle, freeing stuff up for Kenny and Gary and the Smiths, etc. But yeah, you know, it's perceived value a lot of the time, especially positionally. I hope the kid hits, and I hope he's half as good as he looks, because man, he looks great. With guys still restructuring, do you think it's a sign they could go get someone like Sheldon Richardson or KJ Wright? No, Justin. I think it's a sign that they're dealing with cap hell, and they will be for the next year and a half. Could they sign an outside free agent? Yeah, they could. I'd be very surprised if it was someone of that caliber. They don't have a lot of space. They don't have a lot of, you know, maneuverability. And I know there are ways to create said space, but they have seemed loath to do it so far. They're just trying to keep the squad they have together. That doesn't preclude the idea of adding one of those guys, but I would be very surprised. This doesn't seem to be Brian's MO. Preston, thank you for the super chat. Do you think Finley makes the Hall of Fame if he was healthy? The Packers Hall of Fame? Yes. The NFL Hall of Fame? Man, I don't know. In that offense with Aaron throwing him the ball, yeah, this guy, he's got an outside shot. No doubt about it. Aaron loved tossing him the rock. So he probably would have put up big numbers. And it seems like a stretch, though. But I don't know. He was talented enough. There's no doubt about that. It does suck that he got hurt because he was a weapon. Does Culver's taste even better in Wisconsin? Yes, Joey. Yes, it does. Joey asking the important questions, right? Why no Devontae extension? I suspect it'll get done right before camp. And they're also working through a bunch of stuff and undoubtedly are a bit preoccupied with Aaron Rodgers and his contract. So we'll see. But, I've pretty much expected that thing they used to do all the time. Like, not this past Bakhtiari extension, but when Bakhtiari signed his second contract, they announced that the first day of camp, I believe it was, when they extended Jordy Nelson back in the day. They announced that first day of camp. They like to hit camp with some good news, and I think, you know, if it sets up that way, I think Devontae makes a ton of sense. They announced that. It'll be probably Devontae or Adrian Amos, but we'll see. Augie, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Lifelong Packers fan from Florida, going to my first Packers game with my dad week 4 against the Steelers. Any must-dos while in Green Bay or Wisconsin? A lot of must-dos. Got to hit Culver's. Got to hit the Heritage Trail. I always tell everybody to do that. Walk the history of the Green Bay Packers. Hit up the Packers Hall of Fame. Make sure you hit the atrium. Lambeau. Titletown is really cool. But don't just do the bells and whistles part of it that the Packers have made all shiny and new. Make sure you do like cool stuff like going downtown and checking out kind of the historical buildings that are there outside of the Heritage Trail even. Got to hit Kroll's. Make sure you get a Butterburger at Kroll's. Got to do that. Absolutely 1,000%. Why shouldn't they trade Love to blah, 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 if a first-round pick isn't progressing or showing he can do a dang thing? How do you know he's not progressing? It's been 2 weeks of OTAs, and he didn't play last year. You have no idea where Love is. They do. This is my thing. You've completely invalidated your entire paragraph and a half that you've written here by saying that. We have no idea where he is in his progression. And if he is progressing, that's a good thing. If he's not progressing, oh, look, he's just going about the same pace that Aaron Rodgers was. People are so quick to just jump. This isn't fantasy football. Especially if it's an Aaron Rodgers demand. Are you kidding me? Man, don't let the tail wag the dog here. Come on now. Pizza at Sammy's. Good call, Gary. Why is it news that J-Love throws a pretty ball? He was a first rounder. Obviously, he's talented, but that's no reason for all the drama. What did people expect? Oh, because they've been conditioned by people like Homeboy with the 4 billion word kind of missive here that, oh, Jordan Love is terrible. Jordan Love is awful. We've all decided Jordan Love is the worst. And then all of a sudden there's a headline, oh, Jordan Love looking good at OTAs. And everyone's like, oh, well, maybe he's good. Yeah, no kidding. He's insanely talented. Is he ready? No, of course not. That's why it's a long-term investment. People got to step back and look 30,000 feet, man. Everyone living on this day-to-day 24-hour news cycle, fucking hour-long Twitter cycle. Step back. Aaron Rodgers played insanely well last year. Won the MVP. No doubt about it. Not counting on that every single year. I know Rodgers has tried to make people think that, but there's no guarantee that he's going to be playing at that level every year of the 3 remaining years in the contract or whatever they add on to it. They took Jordan Love to play eventually. Best time to find a quarterback is when you don't need one. The Packers didn't need one, and they found one, and now they're developing him. Don't understand why that is so fucking hard for people to understand or get behind. Packers fans. Drives me insane. Drives me absolutely insane. Dan, thanks for the super chat. Who would you think is the green running back core going into the season? Well, I think it's pretty clear. It's going to be Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon as a 1-2 punch. And I do think, and I've talked about this before, I do think, you know, the rest of the crew, whether it's Patrick Taylor, whether it's the seventh rounder, whoever, they'll get some crumbs. But I do think those two will be the force to be reckoned with, so to speak. And I do think some of it's going to depend on the opponent, what kind of defense they're facing, how they think it's, you know, the offensive masterminds think it's best to attack said defense. There are going to be weeks, I think, where we see A.J. Dillon carry a heavy load because they think, you know, whatever power aspect of their offense they want to feature, clearly, that's his wheelhouse, right? And then sometimes they're going to want to feature Aaron Jones early and bring him in as a closer. And then sometimes they're going to want to feature both in the backfield to try and confuse people and utilize them in ways maybe people aren't expecting. But I do think we're going to see a heavy dose of both of them throughout the season. Let me see. Best time to look for a job is when you have one. Best time to look for a QB is when you have one. Correct. Amari Rodgers out of the backfield would be a good time. Brandy, you ain't lying, and I do think we'll see some of that. no doubt about it. Utilized both as the kind of the way Tyler Irvin was, and just maybe even at times as a single back, which I think will be a lot of fun. But there's no doubt they're going to mix him in. Now, how much that happens, I don't know. And I think a lot of that's going to depend on how Amari shows out early in camp and shows that he can handle it and isn't, it's not, he's not swimming with all the checks and everything he's going to be asked to do at the line of scrimmage, especially if Rodgers is the quarterback. Because if you guys remember MVS talking to Tyler Dunn earlier this offseason about how everyone likes to talk about, oh, just bring in a wide receiver. It's like, not every wide receiver is made for this offense or has the ability to get on the same page with Aaron the way he wants them to be. That's a big part of what the offseason is going to be about, and installing all the checks and what he's supposed to do, et cetera, and then get into camp. And presumably when Aaron's there, you know, start to work with them and get that all down, get on the same page. But if he shows he can do that, I think you'll see a lot of him earlier on in the year than maybe we were expecting. TKM, glad to see you at your post. Driving you insane is a short trip. J-Love controversy is Packer fans versus Aaron Rodgers fans. Just saying, Pappy's Negs, you are the best. I have no idea what all that means, but thank you. Thanks very much. How do I think Savage will do this season? Eli, I'm excited to see if he can pick up where he left off and play a little bit more towards the line of scrimmage. Man, I think they'll be cooking with gas. But you really saw him playing with confidence towards the end of last year in a way that was not there at the beginning of the season. I mean, we saw him taking bad angles, missed tackles, etc. And that really disappeared kind of the last month of the season. Obviously, the one bad play in the NFC Championship game where he probably should have swatted that ball away from Godwin. But yeah, I thought the last month and a half, he was playing really well. So if he can continue that on that trajectory, hit the ground running, so to speak, I think they've got a real player there, which obviously is exciting. And this defensive switch, the defensive scheme switch, will be kind of an interesting tell as far as where they play who and how they play them. But I do think, yeah, he's got the ability, the upside to be a pretty damn good player, which obviously would be great for the defense. Oh my goodness. Make sure I didn't miss any other super chats. Oh, there we go. Nuclear family, thanks for the super chat. Who decides who talks to the media? Where is Love? Well, it's kind of put together by the PR group, but they have to get buy-in from the player as well. And as far as Jordan Love, I am told that he will talk next week. So we won't hear from him today, but we will hear from Jordan Love next week, which will be exciting. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Cannot tell you how much it means to me that you all show up here every morning to talk Packers. I know the internet is awash with Packers content. You could go anywhere with your time and spend it anywhere you want as far as consuming Packers content, and you choose to make Cheesehead TV even part, a small part of your Packers routine. That really means a lot to me. So thank you very much. Do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Patreon members, I'll see you at the happy hour tonight, 6 p.m. Info is on the page. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.